Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Now welcome Cameron.
Good morning, church. Today I will be talking about slaying giants. As Amy mentioned, our goal for the year is facing our fears. You all have at some point heard the rumbles and roars of the giants lurking in the dark. And there are many, such as fear, worry, guilt, discouragement, loneliness, and failure. Just to name a few. Clay strives to empower the youth to stand up to the things that strikes fear in their bones, like Liverpool winning the league. And also, to encourage us to stand tall. 2 Timothy 1-7 says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Our lessons are based on the teachings from Dr. Jeremiah, who encouraged us to slay the giants in our life, overcome our enemies, and stand firm on the promises of God, so we can live the life of joy, hope, and the victory that God deserves for His children. In 1 Samuel verse 17, David is this little guy who wants to go out and fight a huge and fierce Goliath. Even King Saul didn't have faith in David, but in verse 37, David says, "The Lord will rescue me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear. He will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go and may the Lord be with you." The Israeli army looked at Goliath and said, "He's bigger than God," and therefore they retreated. David seemed like the least likely person to take on the giant. But he was the only person there and who believed that God was bigger than the giant. So what does this tell you? In life, the giant is your challenges. You must never believe that your challenges are bigger than God, because God will always help you conquer your challenges. We get beaten by the walls, beaten by the giants and obstacles, because we think, this is pretty big, even for God. But do you really want to miss the promises because you doubt God's power? I think not. So what's the big thing that's making you afraid, making you discouraged? It's nowhere near bigger than God. Nothing is compared to you. The challenge or the obstacle is huge, but what are you going to do except compare God to your challenges? Who created and controls 100 billion galaxies and everything in them? Why don't you measure your monster next to you? You'll find your fear turning to faith and your stress melting into peace. Where is your childlike faith to replace your childlike fear? We need to learn how to measure our giants by the size of our God, and not measure our God by the size of our giants. God made the sky and the soil, the sea and all the fish in it. He always does what He says. He defends the wrong. He feeds the hungry. God frees prisoners. He gives us sight to the blind. He lifts up the fallen. God loves good people, protects strangers. He gives us the sight. He protects strangers. He takes the side of orphans and widows, but makes short work of the wicked. God is in charge, always. Listen, there is absolutely nothing God can't do except lie and fail. So why are you allowing circumstances to crush your faith? Join us in this mission to slay giants, fight fear, destroy discouragement, win against worry, and disarm your doubts. I will leave you with this. Meditate on this scripture, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I now leave you with the capable hands of life.
Joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.